All right.
Welcome to season two of I'm From the Internet. Holy shit, we're finally back. Oh my god. I am Chicago illustrator, comedian, extraordinaire, Winslow Dumaine. And I'm sitting here with internet historian Jay Brandstetter, and we have had to take a prolonged break because Jay was in prison. So we're back, and we're in the saddle, and we're going to be recording some more episodes. Jay, how the fuck have you been?
Well, depending on who you ask, Atlantic City is not unlike a prison, so I get where that comparison came from.
Dead silence.
Oh.
Dead silence from Jay.
Oh, you can't hear-
Jay's dead, folks.
Okay, you can't hear me?
Okay.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear you when you were doing whatever it was that you were doing.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
you
now.
Okay, cool. No, it's fine. It's very funny. No, I was just saying...
we have to keep that. That's staying in. Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, that's definitely... Atlantic City is I get why some people, the prison comparison is maybe not undeserved, but I've been really enjoying it here. It's especially since on New Year's, I went up to North Jersey for the first time, and I'm just like, oh, so this is why people shit talk Jersey all the time. Okay, I kind of get it now.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're not familiar, Jay moved and is now working for Frederick Brennan.
I'm actually coming to you from his bedroom right now. This is where I'm broadcasting from. So he's over in the corner along with his dog.
So Jay works for Q. Frederick Brennan is the guy who started 8chan before it went crazy, and doesn't have anything to do with that. So now Jay's the personal assistant of Frederick Brennan.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because obviously here there are a couple Qs in here because like. That is, like, legitimate, like, his favorite letter, like, it always has been. So, like, it's very funny to see, like, his, like, childhood pictures and stuff with the Q. I'm like, man, they took that away from you, man. That fucking sucks. But, no, legit, it is very fun to see, like, the Qs and everything. And just be something I can be like, hey, it's your favorite letter. And, like, I've told him before, like, it's great that, like, a guy whose whole thing is fonts and letters has like, a henchman, like, a personal assistant who's his thing is, he's named Jay, like, the letter, like... How good is that? That is some Batman
that
stuff.
Is very funny. I didn't think about that. Yeah, Q working with a K. And I signed everything with a W, so we are just like racking up Scrabble points right here.
Yeah, That's we are funny. Like a double word score combo going here. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I just got to spend Christmas down in Albuquerque with my brother and my nephew, who is named Wesley and is like 10 months old. And it's infuriating because I used to be the only W in the family. And so now I have to, when I like sign things, I have to be like specify that it's from the big dub, not the little dub. So, yeah.
That's very.
But, yeah. So I've been, I've spent, you know, our vacation, so to speak. I did the whole thing with the card game. I'm still doing it. Started drawing all of the art for the encounter deck, which is like kind of the meat of the game. It's everything that you encounter throughout the game. Started that in like August of 2023 and just completely devoted myself to doing that. Just powered through it as much as I could. And I drew all 188 fucking cards, finishing up in around early to mid December. Of 2023.
Yeah, it's worth looking up the picture on Winslow's social media of just like these piles and piles of cards of original artwork. It's very impressive.
Yeah, it's truly so much. But I've had a lot of fun with that, and now I'm just gonna work on the next chapter of it, which is focusing a lot on the designing the characters that you play as, which a lot of it is like it's very brief. Like the game is gonna be up for sale sooner than you think. It's also it is available for pre-order. If anybody wants to pre-order the game that I've been talking about throughout the duration of this entire fucking podcast, it's on my website as well as a bunch of other stuff that I've made since the last time that we talked. I made those tote bags. It's like a big black tote bag, but with giant letters that just says "I am shoplifting." So
I haven't seen that one.
It's been fun.
It's very good. No, yeah. I want to say I finally have some disposable income here. I got some of Winslow's merch, and like it is. I have the drugs bag is very fun to have. That New Year's Eve, I went to a furry meetup for it. And I brought the drugs bag, and it was like full of stickers. And it was very fun to just pull out everyone's eyes kind of widened for a second, being like, wait, no, he isn't really. Because, like, yeah, I get how people would think I might actually do that just from how I present myself. But
yeah.
I was like, don't worry, fellas, this is just some good, clean fun. And then, no, the aggressive animal sticker was very popular. Like, since, you know, you should market that to furries. I think it would probably be pretty, it would
love. Oh, yeah, it's that one's very, very intentionally designed for the furry market, because I'll see them come through every once in a while. I'm like, these guys, I know what these guys want.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing that once, like a furry convention, someone there like actually worked for like animal control and brought like the rolls of stickers with them. So you'd see like hotel room doors with like danger rabbit animal or whatever. I'd be like, okay, that's a funny goof. But then I'm thinking like, you know, and there's like a 1% chance that it isn't though.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
It's like the worst game of Russian roulette.
The last con I was at was a like double furry slash oddities and curiosities con. So it was like people dressed as animals on one side of the event expo, and then people with animals in jars on the other side. So it was a lot. It was a whole lot going on there. But
sounds wonderful.
And we have season two is going to be dope as shit. We have like the biggest guest we've ever lined up, as well as a bunch of other people who I'm like super big fans of. And we have some people who are like, they might not be like huge in terms of like their like immediate online presence, but they've had like this incredible impact on the like the world of online content. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some really silly things lined up, and I can't wait to get back in the saddle for this.
Me too, yeah. We have not been resting on our laurels during this break. And also, real life has also been pretty helpful in that some Goon Sagas have kind of been sitting on because they haven't had, like, a real ending for them, have had, you know, updates over the break that are going to be lend themselves to that. So really excited to get to... You know, we're going to be doing some fun, you know, it's a good, I feel like we have a good mix coming. If we're going to have some of those Mount Rushmore heads, we're going to have some, like, some real weird picks for me. And then we're also just going to have some stuff that is, I think, genuinely kind of new and interesting. So, again, thanks for being here. I think you're really going to enjoy what we've got coming. You know, this was just a stretch of your legs up to this point.
All right. So it sounds like you have something special for us.
All right. Yeah. Well,
for us being me.
So I figure we've been on break for a bit. We should ease ourselves in with something that maybe isn't a super big saga, but could be fun to talk about and kind of, you know, let me go on some of my bullshit. So today we're going to be talking about something that's kind of in your real house, Winslow, because, you know, as part of your merchandise, you sell bottles, correct?
Yes, I do.
And what are some of those bottles that you sell?
Well, I started selling a cremated remains tea thermos, and that blew up. So I started selling a big white cum bottle, and that's been pretty good too. But my most recent addition has been a sports bottle that says piss on it.
Which I'm a proud owner of, by the way. It's a very good bottle on top of everything else.
It's a great bottle. The thing is that, like, I am fully aware that these are, like, stupid jokes. I'm very aware.
Well, I take,
but the money is like undeniable. So,
yeah, no, it is very good. But that's kind of what made me think of this, because today's episode is all about vitamin P and vitamin C. We're talking about piss and cum today on the secret pheromone extraction method episode of IFTI. This is a song I've gotten some requests for, so some people are going to be happy that we're talking about this one.
Me up.
All right. Yeah. So to set the stage, something awful and general bullshit. They have a thread called Secret Pheromone Extraction Method. It was posted on April 9th, 2008. Now, I want to give some context for this. So 2008, where we were as a society, the reality show, Mystery Method, I think it was called, something like that was airing. The one where it was like a dating reality show where the pickup artist Mystery was like wearing his dumb hat and telling people how to like neg women. That's kind of where we were as a culture. So it was very much in the air, this thing of like, and also like even on Something Awful, this was the tail end of what I like to call like the libertarian era. So goons would post stuff like ladder theory. Was that ever a thing on Manson USA, ladder theory?
Ladder theory. I can imagine it's just like stages of like talking to women or something.
It was like it was basically like a way of a really complicated way of whining about the friend zone. The idea was that like relationships are like ladders where it's like every you're like you get put on a rung, and when you're on a rung, you stay there. And the idea is like that's why like if you're friends with a woman, she won't want to date you. You have to move to a higher rung on the ladder. And it was like all this real, it was, you know, the whole like can we please make dating like Dungeons and Dragons? Please, could there be like dice rolls with this?
Yeah, I one of my favorite responses from the internet is somebody who's just like, you know, when you get a divorce and you start dating again, it's like you are restarting your RPG and you get to pick a whole new character.
Oh my god!
Know? And the response to it was like, my wife leaving me is like a video game. It's like. Oh, he's fucking nerds.
I'm laughing, but I have no right to laugh at that because, like, being friends with Fred, like, he's a big, like, history nerd. I learned a lot of history stuff from him. He's always got, like, really cool real world stuff. And I'm like, you know what this reminds me of? A video game. He says to kind of like, yeah, you're right. This is like Metal Gear Solid. I've never played that game before, but you're totally right.
I have a woefully, underdeveloped, like, cultural knowledge in a lot of those things. So, like, I don't. I've never seen Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Fight Club. I've never seen any of that shit. I've also never played Metal Gear. I've only briefly played Grand Theft Auto. Like, none of that stuff has ever... I just never watched it or played it or anything like that. But I do now have to, like, stop myself from being like, you know, in Silent Hill 3, it's just like... I have to have more than one fucking touch point, you know, because I can't just be the Silent Hill guy, but
yeah, I totally get that. It's just, and also I guess like speaking of Silent Hill, I have been, since I'm not in visual right now, so Winslow can't really see, but for our listeners, like if I sound different, it's because part of the movie is I've lost like 50 pounds. Like I've gone from Eddie to Douglas in Silent Hill terms. Like also like
I've gone from Eddie to Douglas.
Yeah. That's also, like funny. I've aged a lot. Just like from the weather and everything. It's like, yeah, no, I'm very, it's weird. Like look in the mirror. I'm like, man, who's that handsome guy? I don't know who he is, but it's very cool. And I'm very much enjoying this new active lifestyle of mine. So yeah, it's a, I've kind of gotten into the Winslow lifestyle now. Like, I don't really follow movies or TV like how I used to, because now that it's been over a year, it's completely lapped me. It's like, oh, I'm like a whole discourse cycle behind on all this stuff. I don't even need to catch up anymore. It's weirdly freeing in a way, even though I kind of miss not being able to make all the references and stuff.
Yeah, anyways. I mean, like, you don't need.
Yeah,
all
that was just anyways. Us talking as his buddies. Anyways, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, the libertarian era of Something Awful. And so this is sort of the tail end of that. And like I even include a little thing here. We were at the point where this was the thing that was happening in GBS, where people would pop up and do these threads about ladder theory. Or I included like this one. In Something Awful, you can sort threads by their thread tag. And this was tagged with the sex thread tag. And if you look at the sex thread tag, the very next one, Winslow, if you want to read that thread title, since I did this.
Okay, I can't quite read it because it's so.
Oh, that's okay.
Small.
I can read it then. Okay, so the first one is this thread. The full title is actually a secret pheromone extraction method will allow all goons to attract women with exclamation point. And then the one below that is sadly, comma, some women only want sperm. So that is what the sex tag threads in GBS were like in 2008.
Oh God, like it, you okay. I dated someone who would, their ex-partner every morning would, like, reach his hand out to a glass of water that was sitting on a table. It was on, like, some sort of end stand because he lived in a trailer because he was a sex offender. And he would, like, clench his hand in the direction of that water, trying to get it to, like, psychically move. And he would do this every morning. And I just, like, as someone who very much lives in the corporeal world, it's fucking wild when you meet somebody who, like, just has this unvarnished magical thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the idea that you can be, like, a mean, stupid slob who has like incredibly fucked up, stupid views of women. And if you just squirt some like fucking tiger piss on the nape of your neck, suddenly all of the hottest chicks who have, by being hot, had their experience of meeting so many more men, you know what I mean? And they will suddenly look past all of the guys that are like kind and intelligent and interesting and thoughtful and have, you know, a razor that works. And they will go for the goon. The piss goon. That's all you need is just a few drops of piss. That's just like, what a treat. You know?
Yeah, no. Anyways. No, like when the show, like if this ever is like completed and like bound in like a giant volume, like Piss Goon would be like a whole chapter. There are so many piss related stories. Like,
Oh, of course there are.
But yeah, this one is, so this one, this is the post.
It's just such a waste, you know? We make so much piss every day, and what do we do with it? Fucking nothing.
Exactly. It's liquid gold just going down the drain every day. Like,
my basement is just rusting pans of piss that I'm turning into crystals.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do with them is up to us. Anyways, as we were saying, back to the episode. We are like 25 minutes
in. Oh, yeah. No, it's great. So, all right. So I'm going to read the OP's opening post here. I thought I'd do a Mid-Atlantic, like, patent medicine huckster voice for him because it's very in tune. All right.
Introduction. I know you goons have trouble with the ladies sometimes. It's a problem for all of us. Well, I have developed a technique that will allow you to attract ladies using the secrets of your own body chemistry. Pheromones. I want everyone who has a chance to try this out and post the results. Warning. If you are a girl and you try this, the results may be unpleasant or even disastrous. I warned you.
So,
I know it's the tiniest little thing, but, the idea that, like, a grown-ass man is talking about girls, I think is just very funny.
Oh, God, yeah, that was a thing I abandoned, and, like, but there was going to be, like, a girls and female count throughout this thread.
Yeah, of course there are.
So, pheromones, true to the name, and instructions, all right.
You don't need to spend your parents' hard-earned money to buy sex pheromones anymore. Yes, you can now prepare it right in the privacy of your own home at almost no cost in your own time. I used to work at a popular sex pheromones firm.
Popular sex pheromones firm. I'm sorry, but as a concept, you know, not one of those underground ones, like one you've heard of, you know, one you want.
Pisla.
Yeah, one you're proud to put on your resume.
Yeah, of course. The big boys. Yeah, of course.
I used to work at a popular sex pheromone firm and learn the secret while at it for 7 months. Without going into the physiological details of how pheromones are produced naturally by all individuals and how they work, I explain you how to prepare it on your own.
Also, by the way, all the stilted English, like, that's all in the text. So I believe then there's, because, like, the fact that they're giving this, like, really this supposedly detailed, exclusive scientific knowledge while, like, barely being able to string the sentences together really adds to the humor for me.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I'm looking at some requirements here. And okay. Requirements. Test tubes or any other glass container. Filter paper. Early morning fresh urine. And 4, enriched semen. You know, enriched, you know, like what we do with uranium. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, a big angry meeting at the UN about the cum enrichment they have going down in Iran.
Yeah, it's the cyclotron just spinning up jars of cum. Just like mason jars, like ball jars of cum. That's why they call them ball jars.
Yeah, that's why they built the Large Hadron Collider to make the enriched cum.
The Large Hadron Collider. Oh, God.
Also, just former science teacher.
We're back at it, folks.
I gotta say, like using test tubes is your thing for this is very, like, well, that's what the people on TV play with when they talk about with science. So, obviously, that's the best thing for the job. Just, not a spoiler, but obviously, I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm just, like, obviously, this is real. It's very funny. Yes. That's part of what really adds to the humor to this, as we'll go into, but, yeah, so.
I mean, but I also kind of want to try it a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah, I wonder what Patreon stretch goal would that be? I mean, make and wear the pheromones.
All I can think about is playing with my slave game. It's time to masturbate. This is going to be the hardest part for many of you. You have to abstain from sex/masturbation in any form for 10 to 11 days. Don't extend it beyond 12 days, though. This is to enrich your semen. After you have completed enrichment, arouse yourself to an intense degree with the aid of your sex partner or quality porn. Masturbate and collect the enriched semen in a glass container. Now, filter the collection into another glass container using filter paper. It should be done within a minute of ejaculation, or the propheromone in the semen will be oxidized. Seal the container tight after you collect the filtrate. The urine in the early morning after an adequate sleep is very different from urine any other times of the day. It contains high levels of urea, which is used as a catalyst for activating the propheromone. Make sure you have a good night's sleep and collect the urine in the morning.
Now, what is, I know very little about the material science of this, but semen is like the whole shebang. Sperm is collected within, not, what, is it smegma? No, smegma is like dick cheese.
Yeah, I know.
What's the...
Yeah, you're talking about the, you're talking about the, I was in fully P mode, so I'm having to change gears and go into cum mode, so.
Parts of, let me take over here. Parts of semen, fructose, uterus, I don't know. Whatever. You get it. What I'm trying to say here is that you're not going to actually get any semen. What you're going to get is like the just kind of the packet that contains the actual individual sperm cells, which I believe is semen. I don't know. So yeah, you're not actually going to get any of the good stuff. I don't know, but I don't know. I don't know how any of this. Oh, man. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but if you go to the Wikipedia page for semen, they have a picture of human semen in a Petri dish.
I'm not surprised.
And, yeah, what's funny is that if you go to, like, the... if you go to the, like, history of this image or whatever into, like, the notes on semen, there's, like... As far as I'm aware, like, hundreds of different people trying to post their cum as the, like, well, my cum is actually on, the, if you Google semen, the first thing you see is me, babe. Like,
yeah, that is, like, a whole fascinating world. Or just people who are like, no, I gotta have my nut on Wikipedia comments forever. That's just, like, how I gotta do it. Just, you know, I mean, not
can
yeah.
you blame
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I mean, come on, yeah, Jimbo Wales, like, come on, imagine every time you see that fundraiser pop up, you're like, man... Some of that's me, man. Some of that's me.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Okay. But yeah, like as someone who has a science degree, like, yeah, this is all complete gibberish. Like, I'm not gonna break down why, because like fact checking jokes isn't funny. But like, it's techno babble. It's very funny. Like, I guess like it's right, because like urea is actually like super interesting. Like, there's a whole. It's literally the cornerstone of organic chemistry is built around piss, because it was like the first organic chemistry compound we were able to like synthesize using inorganic materials. And so like, oh, this is just like any other chemical. There's nothing unique about living like material. It was really neat. But anyways, I can't blow on my piss chemistry because, like I said, this is like a thing that is going to be a recurring theme in our episode. So this has been the piss science corner for this episode.
Piss science.
Bill Nye, the piss science guy. Oh, my favorite show as a kid. Anyways, procedure. If you'd like to, let's see. I guess I can do this part since you did the last one there.
Yeah,
that's right.
That.
Okay, I wanted to note that filtrate, by the way, that means that just means a liquid that's passed through a filter. So, like, that's part of why this is funny to me, is they're using a lot of, like, really, like, pointlessly verbose and specific technical language. It's like when you see, like, an operator online talking about doing, like, ocular pat-downs and, like, searching for, like, exits and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's like you text when you're driving. Shut up. Like, I am not, like, you are not fooling anyone that you are this operator badass. Like,
operator. I didn't know that that was a thing. They call it the...
That's, like, a weird interest of mine. It's like, knife guys and, like, knife collector people. And, like,
okay,
the operator
yeah.
mindset. The whole, like, yeah, every time I walk in a room, I scan... Like, basically, like, they read the Splinter Cell novels when they were in high school. Like, I'm going to pretend I'm Sam Fisher for real.
Yeah, I'm familiar enough with, like, the... with just, like, tough guy culture, but the specifically, like, operator guys, I think is... I just think all that shit's really funny.
Super funny,
yeah. I just, like... You know, growing up in Nebraska, I met, like, Okay, one thing that I think is really funny, and yes, this is a tangent, but that's why you listen to us. One thing that I really think is funny is that whether you are with the theater kids, the goths, the gay kids, any table that you sit in high school and beyond, every single group where there are dudes present, there are guaranteed to be tough guys who will find a way to be like a tough macho asshole about any fucking thing that there is. And like, I remember being outside of like a fucking nu metal show in like some bullshit town in Iowa. And there's like this, I was like a kid, right?
Yeah.
And there's a 35-year-old guy who's like wearing shitty eyeliner. He's like, you know, mall goth, Slipknot nerd. But he was like trying to be like macho about like wearing eyeliner and shit.
Oh my God.
And it was just like, yeah, it's just very funny how like there will always be a tough guy. There will always be some like guy talking about like the filtrate of your semen that you're going to goo your own cum on your neck. It's like, buddy, if I wanted to cum on my neck, I just wouldn't stand up in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm not going to be able to top that. Okay, so this next part here. All right.
Now you are all set to begin the actual preparation. Take Catalyst, morning urine, and pro-hormone enriched semen in the ratio of 10 to 7 and mix them in a clean glass container. In a few seconds, you should start to smell something weird and, quote, repulsive. Mind you, it's the male pheromone. Unless you are a female or are gay, you won't find it attractive. Transfer the container to the stove and reduce it over low heat to 10 to 20% of its original volume.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, like, this is, like, we were, like, still, like, in the gay gene era, which was, like, yeah. That is, like, yeah.
It's, like, yeah, that part is, like, a throwaway, right? Like, I mean, the thing that we do not have the fucking time in the world is to get into, like, the differences between sex and gender.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that, like, gender is obviously so much more fucking complicated than any of this implies. Like, the idea that there's guys and dolls. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
Like
it's so, what's the word? Dichotomous thinking or something like that.
Yeah, and I guess, like, from a posting / trolling perspective, I really appreciate the whole, like, oh, you think it smells bad? Well, yeah, you're not gay, are you? Only gay people think it smells good. Like, that's, like, such a funny, like, way of persuading someone to do something.
Yeah, there's people that like the smell of gasoline, so it ain't.
Yeah.
But, like, what the reason I sighed was the fact that, like, okay, collecting piss and cum and then doing a really specific thing with it, that's weird enough. Cooking it? Oh, boy. You've just amped up the stink factor in your apartment by such an insane degree.
And also the fact that you have to save up for weeks to do it. So it's like the worst. It's like cooking, but if you mess up, you have to wait, like, 2 weeks to do it again. Like, you can't just run out to the Safeway and get another thing of, like, enriched urine.
And, like, dude, collecting cum? It's like, dude, when I'm coming, it's like I'm just opening fire in a mall, man. I'm going everywhere, you know? Like, it's not like I'm just going to, like, blast it out like a super soaker. Like, it's, you know, the gun has some kick to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The recoil on this rifle, let me tell you. I'm like a kid with the car wash hose for the first time. I'm just being blasted around. Oh, man. Oh, we're having fun.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah, I miss this. Yeah. Yeah.
Use as much as required and whenever necessary. And one-time application of about 1.5 milliliters of the preparation lasts for about 16 hours. This may seem like a lot of solution, and it works best if you spread it widely over your chest, arms, neck, and armpits. Applying small amounts in the crotch area will help, too. Note, this may smell repulsive to you for the first 10 to 15 minutes of application, but to women or gay men, it will not produce this effect. Speaking from personal experience in various experiments, females go fucking crazy when they are exposed to the preparation. I have used the homemade pheromone to fuck incredibly hot girls. They lose control and go fucking crazy like flies jumping into the burning fire at night. Try it. You will be like, OMFG. Expires in three days unless frozen. And then I just edit. Change 15 milliliters to 1.5 milliliters. Ack!
So it's just someone, like, dumping an entire water, like, two water balls worth of cum on themselves.
God, I mean, just like a tablespoon, one belly button of cum.
So act like this like, big macho thing, and then you close it like Kathy, just act.
Yes, exactly. I mean, females going, it's just like, hot girls with all capital hot. I think it's just very funny to me.
Yeah, like he's like the guy in front of the strip club and from Dusk Till Dawn, just like trying to get people to come in.
Hot.
We got hot girls. Just nothing but hot. Just the one. No synonyms. Just the one thing over and over for 5 minutes.
Yeah, hot. You know, famously a strictly quantifiable thing.
The OP here, this has been really fun, and I hate to have to like spell it out, but just I want to do this here because you have to understand this going forward. Is that like this is an obvious goof? Like this is supposed to be funny. This isn't something that they're sincerely telling people to do. Like the whole goof is that it's like an impractical thing. Like it would take 2 weeks to do it, and that this is like building on like the context of this was that this is like something that had been going on a while, and they're doing like an elevated version of it. So like
okay, so this is a goof. Because this sounds very real.
I'm glad that you thought so, because that's what this is actually going to be kind of about, is, like, oh, so, wow. Yeah, this was all, like, that's why I was doing comment, like, the stuff about how, like, you know, first off, you have to go 2 weeks without jacking off. Like, first off, it's just, like, done, it's, like, the idea is, like, this is a joke, and if someone doesn't recognize that it's a joke, it's a big troll, because, like, it takes a lot of time, and it requires you to, like, rub your, like, your burnt bodily fluids all over yourself, and, like, just, and it's, and all this, like, really bad science language, like, this is, like, very inside baseball. Like, without that specific context, it does just look like a guy kind of being, like, giving people advice. And we're going to go over some of that more. But, like, I think kind of, like, a recent-ish example of what this guy was doing is, like, there's a Russian guy a few years ago on YouTube who went viral because he created a homunculus, in quotes, by he made these videos where he had, like, he was collecting sperm and injecting it in a chicken egg and incubating it, and then, like, a little puppet came out of it or whatever. And, like, that's obviously not real, but it was just, like, a cool little art thing. And because people on the internet, you know, how the internet works, it got circulated like, is this real? And then eventually just like, oh, this is real. And then eventually, like, if you've ever watched the YouTuber Captain Disillusion, he did like a video about that is an explicit example of how misinformation spreads. And now something that might be created as just an example of fun can become actual misinformation when it escapes its original context. So,
okay, so what you're describing is Jenkum.
Yes, exactly. Right? That's a great example. You know, this is like Jenkum for pheromone Jenkum. Exactly, man. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't make that connection. That's great.
Yeah, for people who are enjoying their lives much more than us, South Park did an episode where kids discovered that you could huff the spray out of a cat's ass and get like really fucked up. And like, there's just a whole episode about it, and like. Look, if that's all the episode was and that's all South Park was, I would like South Park a lot more. But then people really started trying to do it. And, like, I think Jenkum is actually, like, is the name of, like, a skateboard magazine now.
Yeah.
Because my brother had a copy of Jenkum back at his place.
That's a great name. I like, as an inside joke, too, because that doesn't remind me of the classic, like, punk thing when they, like, gave the newspaper all the fake punk slang in the 90s. Like.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And anyways, just in case you... Yeah, sorry, if I lost my train of thought there, but what were you saying?
Well, the other thing that it makes me think of is that, like, in order for this to work, you would have to be fucking... So 2 weeks you don't fuck, you collect your sperm, and while I guess I don't know how much you're getting out of each, like, load... Like, so to speak, right? Each combination, like the final product, I don't know how much of it is spent in one application, right? Because, say, you don't fuck for 2 weeks, you collect your cum, you make it into, like, the little vial of whatever, and then you use it, and let's say it's successful, and you do fuck, then unless you are not coming that night, you have to, like, either come on her and then immediately collect it and then be like, don't worry, babe, scrape, 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 off of her back or whatever. and then
it's like gift of the magi situation.
Yeah. And then set it aside and remake it. Or you come and then you have to wait 2 more weeks in order to use it again. So the whole thing, yeah, upon closer reflection, is like, even if this was incredibly powerful, it wouldn't really work, right?
Yeah.
See, this is why, what we do is we take the Jordan Peterson guys, like the guys who like truly can't fuck at all, and we just get them all to like donate their cum to a company that does all of this for us. So true alphas like me and you can just buy somebody else's, you know, sperm or whatever, and then we just use it on our own selves.
Well,
like, let the unfuckables make their own, make the stuff for us, and then we go out there and we just smash tail.
Well, I'm glad...
I guess smash tail literally in your
case. Well, I'm glad you agree, Winslow, because see, now that I've lost this weight, I have a business venture for you. I have this new TikTok persona I'm going to create. It's called the Cum King. The premise is... I'm still cum supplements.
I mean, that's one. That's already
like the Liver King, but with cum.
What's his name? The guy that does Liar Town, Sir Sean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah,
I got his book right up there. Yeah, he had a meme thing that he did where it was photoshopped, but like he would just print out somebody's tweet on, like, printer paper and then cum on it and then quote tweet it. It's just like, hey, I just cummed your tweet for you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, that's something that's happened in FIAT a few times.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. But here, anyways, I guess, just in case you need a reminder, this is in 2008. Winslow, if you'd like to get the first reply to the OP.
Should you mix this with their drinks?
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
dude.
I'd say date rape was in the air, but I don't think that's like, you know, maybe I shouldn't say that. Like, but yeah, no, just
yeah. Well, date rape is on the neck.
Yeah, just yeah, ugh. And of course the OP replies, untested at the current time. Perhaps you can perform the experiment and report back with results in the name of science. So yeah, this like combination of like edgy something awful humor with like I fucking love science style like enthusiasm is like fight or flight instinct. It's oh boy. Okay, here's another one.
Like, the whole science nerd thing was just so fucking intolerable.
It really is, because it really is, like, all about, like, the aesthetics of it rather than, like, any actual knowledge of it, which I think is part of why, like, so many of the people in there were just, like, became Elon Musk people. Cause it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, well, he looks and acts and talks like what TV tells me, like, a scientist guy is supposed to act, so.
Right.
Not yeah. funny, but yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I understand the filtering bit. I'm not very good at chemistry. Can you explain it in more detail?
Okay, this is the part where the OP...
Yeah, this is where...
...is making a choice between posting the joke and then, like really triply, like, doubling and tripling down on it.
Yeah, really, I have to read all this, but just, like, there's, like, a whole wall of them talking about filters and boiling stuff. Like, yeah, like...
Oh, I'll read it. Scroll up. Let me get through that. Let's see here. I mean, I want our listeners to know what to do here. Well,
ideally, you would want to have a vacuum-powered pump and a 1-micron filter paper, and then you'd place the enriched semen into the container and suck it through the filter with the vacuum pump. This step removes the sperms, which would otherwise stay in the semen. When they died, they would produce a rotten smell, like, you know, rotten semen, as we all know. And you would want to filter, so you want to filter all the sperms out. If you don't have a vacuum pump, you can use a normal coffee filter. I have done this with positive results. It cuts down on the rotten sperm smell a lot. It's very simple. Just take a glass container, like a beaker, add a normal coffee filter, and add your enriched semen to it, and allow it to sit for 1 to 2 hours until all the semen has finished dripping through. If you look inside the coffee filter, most of your sperms should still be there. You can throw that part away. I hope this helps.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's pretty straightforward, pretty simple.
Yeah.
I do like that we are getting one step closer to, like, Breaking Bad on this, you know?
Yeah, no, I want to see, like, the Vince Gilligan montage of this. Like, you get, like, a shot from inside the beaker of, like, the cum going up, and then, like, you see, like, all the, yeah, it's set to, like, some 70s song. Oh, that would be a
exactly.
Breaking Bad with cum. where's that? Where's my show? All right, so here we go.
Jerking Bad.
Jerking Bad. And this is when goons start getting into the joke and adding on it. Like, that sort of, like, old-school goon collaborative community effort. So we have a poster condiment here adds,
I own a medical centrifuge. Could I use it to enrich the semen for multiple days' effort, or do I have to wait the full 10 days to naturally enrich my product?
Oh man, yeah. A lot of this stuff is. It's just a bunch of people just kind of like chuckling to each other, going like, "Guys, what if we did this? Guys, what if we did this?" As like one of them hands somebody like the iron end of a pipe, and then somebody else has like the actual iron tube of a pipe, and then somebody else puts some nickels in there and washers, and then somebody else laughs and makes a joke and they put some match heads inside and then they put some stump remover in there too, and then they just drill a little hole just as a gag, and then they filter the fuse through, and then they screw on the cap with caulk, and then they're like, haha, guys, what if we just put this in the federal building as a joke? And then they do it, and they're like, I had nothing to do with that. Like, what are you talking about? You were there the whole way.
Ironic bomb produces an ironic death toll.
Yeah, exactly. God.
Yeah. Here, if you could read Illionaire's post. I like that.
Sounds legit. Abstaining from whacking it for 2 weeks. Will post results. Edit. Oh shit, that didn't work.
Hey, at least they're having fun with it. They're doing jokes, and
at least they're having fun. Ponzor says,
I actually use this method, but slightly altered. I use a t-shirt or my boxers as a filter. It works much better than a coffee filter. Your semen are actually fairly large, and coffee filter I find to be too fine to really do its job. Everything else in this quote is spot on. I've been using this method for over 3 years now with mixed results. On batches I don't jerk off for 2 weeks, I see average results, maybe 2 or 3 girls a week. But I find if you save up for 3 to 4 weeks, you'll have on average 2 a day. I also have no idea why you would share something like this. Kind of trade secret for the pros like myself.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that kind of reveals it. The fact that no one here has ever heard of such a thing is a little bit on the nose. But
yeah, and just kind of like this post funny. In particular, the whole like kind of like the OP, like whatever, they at least had like a joke. This one they're kind of losing, and it's kind of like, instead of it being like a weird scientific thing, it's like, well, again, I'm coming in my t-shirt and my boxers, you know, stuff like that, where it's like, I can't do the joke better, but I can do more of it. Not as good, like,
right, yeah,
like that type of like really sure. bad. And this is when you start getting people where once people sort of have their initial reactions, people start going, oh man, wouldn't it be wild if someone actually did this though? So we have a post squish here.
I think this is the most awesome, hopefully not a fake post ever. In fact, if I can get my head around the ew factor, I'm seriously tempted to try it because it sounds pretty convincing. There's just something revolting about the idea of simmering semen in urine that's holding me back somewhat.
I mean, like, good.
Yeah.
I keep coming back to, like, to the juice episode where, like, people are sitting around having, like, the most vile thing described to them. And they're just like, well, I guess I have to do it, you know, because I have to know what it's like. And it's like, no, you don't. There's so many things that I don't know what they're like and I have no interest in knowing about. You know, I have no interest in knowing what cooked cum tastes like. Or smells like, or whatever the fuck. But people are just diving headlong into the abyss.
Yeah.
Anyways, Waffle House says, listen to this man. Though it's gross on paper, it works like a fucking charm. I guess fucking charm, quite literal at this.
There's another piece of merch we can do, fucking charms, like our cereal.
Yes.
And Alex Tanium goes,
this is either the greatest threat of our time or the greatest fake post of our time. Either way, it's history, and I'm staking out a front row seat. I imagine this threat will have many stories in 12 days' time.
And that's where I'm going to be kind of the stick in the mud here and point, like, as Alex Tanium points out, like I said earlier, like, this is, the preparations explicitly say that this will take about 2 weeks to create it. It's because you have to wait. So all these people saying that they are trying it based off of the OP and then that it worked for them, like, that, like, they're explicitly, like, lying, making it up, because, like, that's not how it works, like, even within the rules of the fiction. So I hate that I have to explain it, but as you're going to see, I have to explain this, because this is a misconception that, that people have taken forward.
Yeah, I mean, that does presume that they did crank it that day, right? So you don't know that maybe these goons are just very abstentious.
I mean, I think it's a pretty safe assumption to say, like, the type of person that... This is, like, before NoFap, so, like, I don't think that would have...
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, NoFap has been around since Catholicism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? NoFap's been around for a while.
NoFap is but a title. There has always been a NoFap among us. Also, so we have some more here. I'll do the main battery one here, because I'll throw myself on this grenade. Main battery says,
what, goons too good to use roofies now? For shame, something awful.
So, again, just
date rape. Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah, that is the punchline.
Yeah, but if you could get Go-Go Bunny's post here, this is an interesting wrinkle, I think, in this.
Go-Go Bunny says,
girl here, checking in. I can vouch for this method. I don't use it myself, of course, but my boyfriend of 3 years does. After a few months of dating, I found that on certain days, I found him just irresistible for some reason. So a few months later, I eventually weaseled the secret out of him. I have to say, the idea did gross me out, and we fought about it for a few days, but eventually I got over it. I can't argue with the results, as long as he doesn't use it on other women.
Yeah, this theory is interesting, is that, like, you know, 2008, something awful, like, there were women on the site. Like, if anything, was kind of interesting. They even had, like a moderators and stuff.
I like that. Yeah. That's something that we have to specify. There were women.
Yeah, and also
there were women on the website. On the website? There were women on
it. Yeah, this was the time when, yeah.
You know, any of the billions of fucking people.
Yeah, like, this was the time of, like, there aren't girls on the internet, so, like... Whenever people did, but that was, like, a whole thing. So the fact that, like, since it was a comedy site, like, the fact that even, like, women, like they are playing along. This is a thing where it isn't just, like, gross, slovenly guys falling for, like, an obviously fake thing. There are, like, women playing along with it, too. It's, like, a whole community thing. And, but, again, 2008, again, the OP's follow-up to Go-Go Bunny's post is,
I find that for most women, they become not only turned on, but visibly aroused, parentheses, erect nipples, panting, extreme lubrication, end parentheses. When in, they are exposed to the pheromone concentrate. Was this the case for you as well?
So basically, the response to you immediately gets horny and weird. It's like, hey, what's it like when you get turned on? Can you describe it to me? I don't really know. Just like, ugh.
There's, okay, I mean, like, he's just describing, like, the Ahigao bullshit. There's so much to say here. There's a thing where, like, ostensibly, if we're all making sex jokes, maybe it's okay to include other people in the joke if we're all consenting to be making sex jokes. I don't know. But, like, this kind of goes into the same world of, like, the you know, five guys and one girl are playing Dungeons and Dragons, and, like, there's always, like, a sex monster that just happens to grab the girl. And, like, the dungeon... Like, I've just heard so many stories of girls just being, like... Girls. Women. Being, like, completely fucking creeped out by guys that are, like... They think that they're playing along. But, like, there's a part of, like, internet dude brain that is always looking for an open no matter what. You know? Just, like... You know, there's a woman on the internet posting about, like, yeah, I had all my skin burned off by acid, and then I broke all my bones, and now I'm in a hospital bed for the rest of my life. And then, like, there's going to be some guy there. It's like, so what do you wear? You know, are you naked underneath the body cast?
What'd you look like before that?
No matter what. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so this was just the first page. The thread is 14 pages long, and I'm going to be real. Like, we've basically seen everything the thread has to offer. I went through the whole thing, and, like, there's not really, like, there's some little bits I put at the end, like I mentioned, not if we need to put this, but first part, like, the only thing I really feel need to mention is just the fact that it was a joke, and, like, here's an example of, like, the type of jokes people are making here. This poster, JMDG, says,
I tried this out on my girlfriend, and now I am married and have four kids. Watch out, guys. This stuff is powerful voodoo. And
that's another thing, too. A lot of people with girlfriends and wives talking about trying this out on them. Like, it is, it's very cute how, like, everyone's trying to play along, even when it's, like, very obviously not, like, their thing.
Yes.
But, yeah, so that thread is actually goldmined on the 20th after starting on the 9th, so it only lasted 11 days. The mods explicitly did not let it stay open long enough for anyone to have, like, had the full 12 days to start collecting the ingredients. So even if anyone wanted to try and do it, they couldn't have. So, again, just I've read the whole thread. Never happened. Never even had that possibility to happen. A lot of people talking about, wouldn't it be funny if it happened, but it never did. But... like I mentioned, part of the joke became laughing at the idea of someone actually falling for it. Like, Winslow, if you could get Revolver Ace's post here.
I can't wait for the first poster who covered himself in sperm and urine only to find out that it didn't work. But if you are that desperate fellow, please post pics of your future for future image macro creation. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be somebody fucking somewhere who's going to just be covering themselves in goo for this. Even if they're just doing it for the lol, you know what I mean? Like, there's always somebody who actually goes through with it.
Yeah, and also, like, 2008, we're still calling them image macros. We haven't, like, the term meme hasn't really solidified yet.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Like, like advice animals were just starting, I think, around this time. So, yeah. But like, as an internet historian, I've noticed the sort of progression that happens on the internet that goes, one, it would be funny if this thing happened. Two, it's possible that this thing could have actually happened. Three, it not only happened, it was the most out there version of it that could have possibly happened because that would be the funniest. And I know this isn't just a something awful thing. I know that's just a general, like, being funny on the internet thing. When we always open every episode with, you know, the goons and their consequences, and, like, on the website, I like the slogan, the goons have consequences. And this funny little thread from over 15 years ago has had some real unexpected consequences for goons because, I went through and picked out some highlight examples, but these aren't all of them. Not for every one of these that you see, there are a lot more I'm not pulling up. So, let's jump ahead 6 years to 2014. This is the year after GBS 2.0, where they got rid of all the rules and all the cat ladies. And so it was just the posters that were left after the dust settled. This is them. And new GBS thread and GBS 2.0. Did anyone ever do that pee pheromone thing?
I remember a thread a while back where a goon tried to convince other goons to extract some stuff out of their pee that would make girls go crazy wild because of the pheromones. It was a pretty lol-worthy thread where goons were seriously considering doing it, but I don't remember if anyone ever did. Did you try it, goons? If so, how weird of looks did you get from people who realized you drenched yourself in pee?
So yeah, I mean, this is exactly what you're saying, which is just like, somebody says something as a joke, and then people forget the context, and now people take it, take it very seriously. If we want to tie the through line to Manson, a lot of his stuff, like, he has gone out and said multiple times, like, there are songs on my early stuff that are entirely sarcastic. You know, where it's just like, fuck everyone, it's all stupid and we're all gonna die. And he's like, I genuinely don't mean that. But I'm trying to embody, like, a mood that I have seen take place throughout, like, our culture of just, like, everybody is so full of fucking hate and fear. But, like, now when people look back and, you know, you'll see after Columbine, he was on, Bill O'Reilly. he was on Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly was just, you know, it's unfair to say that Bill O'Reilly was taking his lyrics out of context because, like, you're on cable TV, you're not going to be able to sit down and read through all of his lyrics. And even then, his individual songs are in the context of the album, which is in the context of, like, goth culture and, like, metal culture at the time. Like, if you want to call Manson in, like, industrial metal, you know, for a brief time. But they were kind of, by removing them from context, it's just, you just take all of the meaning away from them, you know? You take all the air out of it.
Yeah, and also, like, especially with that, like with Bill O'Reilly, especially, it's funny, because he's written, like, some shitty airport fiction books that have, like, some really awful sex scenes in them. Like, it would have been very funny to turn around and, like, pull that out and be like, so what was the context for this, or whatever? But anyways, yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and just... Yeah, but in this case particularly, we do have... so this is only 6 years afterwards, and there's a reply to that OP by poster Pachoclo, who says, I remember participating in it. No one was being serious in that thread. Don't be silly. So, so you can see that we're 6 years out, and there is sort of like an immune system operating, where there's a living memory. People are going, I was there. That's not what happened. And also, keep in mind, I cherry-picked the most legible post for this. The majority of the thread is stuff like this. And we don't have to...
I regularly jerk in proximity, jank in proximity to beautiful women at work.
Yeah, going outside? Yeah, time, right. You'll be asked to, like that.
So it's just like Anchorman jokes and
all the
like that.
All the posters are banned.
Yeah. So, okay, here's a question that you would know. Throughout all of Twitter and, you know, all of everything everywhere all of the time, the world is just like choked with bots. And to what degree has the inshitification and injunkification of the internet affected actual material posting on something awful?
I actually have kind of a neat button at the end of this that ties into that. So if you don't mind me putting a pin in that, I think I can kind of go out and talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So thank you. No, this is why I like that. We vibe on stuff early. You tend to pick up what I'm trying to go to. So thank you for that. But yeah, yeah. So
that's what the vet said to me. Hey, are you picking up what I'm putting down? All right. That is my best joke out of genuinely the darkest days of my life.
Oh man, no.
I don't know if you've ever. People talk about losing a dog. I'm like, yeah. Have you ever lost a litter? It's way worse.
Oh jeez, like a parvo outbreak or something.
Nine identical graves the size of a shoe hole.
You were shooting an Air Buds movie in your backyard or something.
Yeah, exactly. Just a long series of dogs the size of a Chipotle burrito. Yeah. Anyways, let's bring the mood back up to the cum level.
Yeah. You know, it's like they say, a rising cum level lifts all boats.
It's true.
So a couple years later, on July 2016, on Something Awful's Greatest Sagas Threads, this is explicitly a thread dedicated to discussing the history of Something Awful. This was on the tail end of a long post, but a poster here goes, ..
And the thread where a goon convinced other goons you could boil your urine down into a pheromone that could instantly attract women.
And no one pushes back a bit against that this time, this misconception that it was a sincere threat and not a joke. No one says anything about it in this thread that is explicitly about documenting the history of Something Awful. And because Something Awful infamously does not have a functioning search feature, first off, no one will be able to check it, I guess. But also, like this, I can't even say this is the first time this has happened. This was just the one I thought was the best because it's explicitly in one place it's not supposed to happen, the place where people are talking about the site's history. So 2016, no pushback against that when it comes up. Now, 5 years later, August 2021, the cursed images thread in PYF. So again, also, these are in non-comedic sections of the site. These are the parts where people are having like sincere conversations. This
reminds me of a thread in GBS many years back where someone claimed that you could make yourself more desirable to women by producing a concoction of your own pheromones, which you'd use as a cologne. Naturally, the concoction was made by something like fermenting your own semen and urine together and putting it into an atomizer. Guy literally had goons spraying themselves with their own piss and jizz thinking that it would get them laid. Anyone remember that?
And Captain Toasted, who is quoting that, replies,
I definitely remember that shit. Absolutely wild.
So now we're at the point where not only is misinformation going unchallenged, other posters are collaborating the misinformation as fact. Like, oh, I was there. I remember it. So we're at 2021. It's been, 13 years at this point. There's not as much of a living memory anymore. So there's no one to really challenge the misinformation. So we're like entering a copy of a copy territory.
That's it. Because it kind of takes me back to the Hulk Hogan meat shoes. Where we just have this, we're just getting copies of copies of copies all the way down. But I don't know, it's funny that, like, I know that this has been the thing that's been happening for all of human history, but we're now in a point where everything is happening faster, and we also have documentation of everything. Like, the people misremembering stuff, and then the Mandela effect of people insisting on the other way around. It kind of paints this picture of like, oh man, how can you ever trust anything from history ever if we are clearly so viscerally bad at getting anything down for any amount of time? Writing things down doesn't mean it, right?
It's funny that you mentioned the Mandela effect. This isn't my notes, but I'm kind of realizing this reminds you of another one. Are you familiar with the Mengele effect at all?
Oh boy, go ahead.
Okay, I know. Trust me. What the Mengele effect is it's a historical phenomenon where like people who were, like, after World War II, when we were, like, going around, like, interviewing concentration camp survivors.
Oh, yeah.
Were people who worked, people who were at camps that Mengele did not work at and had never been to, swore that they had been, like, you know, he had inspected them or interviewed them, because basically this idea about how, like, because that was what, like, history had said had happened there, that was, like, what people kind of filled in the blanks. They said, like, well, I was there, and that's what happened there, so I saw it. And over time, like, that's an example of how, like, I think, like, one of the most, like, important things you learn when you study, like, criminal justice stuff is, like, that eyewitnesses are, like, horribly unreliable, like, just in general, like, people are not very good at remembering stuff, like, in the way that they think they are. And the Mengele effect is kind of an example of that, is how, like, even when people swear, I was there, I saw, this is what I saw happening, the stuff that we do is not always lining up with that, because our memories are not perfect. Our memory is us reconstructing what happened within our minds as best we can. And it's an interesting field of study, but it just made me think of that because, you know, this is kind of that happening with the goons. People are like, I was there. I saw the man covered in piss and cum. I smelled it. It's like,
yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I saw Principal Skinner and Miss Krabappel having babies in the closet. And one of the babies looked at me kind of thing. Like yeah, God, this is rough, and I'm sure that no one will take the Mengele effect out of context and use it to deny one of history's atrocities. I'm sure that that's never going to happen.
Oh, gosh, so. Oh, no, must have. Yeah, it's also very funny, the first time I ever heard about that was actually the X-Files. They did an episode about the reboot did an episode about the Mandela effect, and the joke was that the guy was from a universe where their version of the Mandela effect was called the Mengele effect. Later on, when I was reading about history, I learned about that exact actual thing. I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's just very funny. Like, because from the name, I was like, oh, that sounds ridiculous. And then when I heard about it, I was like, ooh, this sounds horrible. I was like, oh, no, I get it. But yeah, they could have picked a better name for it. Like, there's so many examples of that. Why would you use the one from, like, yeah. But anyways, I did skip a post. To go back to it, I skipped a post from a poster named Riot Bimbo earlier, who is, so I'll go back to Riot Bimbo's post, because they show up again here. They, you know, in 2014, in the GBS 2.0 thread, they go, hey, I remember that thread where the P happened, and now here we are all the way in 2022, almost a decade later. Riot Bimbo once again in the thread about your first exposure to something awful, the thing that literally brought you to the website. They talk about
GBS pants shitting thread circa 2005 had my dumb 14-year-old ass laughing like a donkey. Also, there was a thread where a guy convinced goons to boil their piss to extract pheromones that was just perfect in every way.
So this person went from being, didn't this thing happen, to this was literally the thing that brought me to the website. Like, just how in the retelling, the story just keeps growing.
And it's funny. I mean, like, to be fair, there were, from what you read, there were very few things in there in the original post that were, like, undeniable. Like, this absolutely has to be a joke, because who on earth else would say something like this, right?
Yeah.
Like, it seemed very believable, but that's coming from someone who has had, like, a lifetime of exposure to things that are very similar to this exact kind of thing. Because, like, in the age of Andrew Tate, like, that's not that weird that somebody would think of something this bizarre and grotesque. Right?
Most definitely.
Especially, yeah, like, in the wake of, like, QAnon, and, like, also, you know, there is a whole world of, like esoteric piss drinking community.
It's bleak, but my first thought is, like, this probably wouldn't happen, because, like, why would you convince people to, like, make their own stuff from their bodily fluids instead of selling them something? Like, you can't monetize that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is, like, in the most grotesque way possible, getting people to rub their own cum on their neck it harkens back to a purer time on the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's sort of like dude, you okay era, when it was just like YouTube was just like dudes injuring themselves in, like, funny ways or whatever.
Right. Like, and of course, if this were to happen now, it would be selling people, like, a, like, dark brown powder that is full of, like, lead and cadmium. So somehow things have gotten
decidedly worse, you know?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, and I guess it's, this is also kind of a reflection of the way that people perceive this. Like, the context of that, like, reverse is sort of is true as well, where it's like, as people's perception of goons went down, like, that's kind of what my, as I sort of look back and went over the legacy of this, kind of what my take on it is, it feels like this is kind of like a reflection of the damage that Hell Dump did to the community, because, like, you know, the 2008 thread, that was, like, when Hell Dump was happening. And it's sort of, like, self-critical, but it's people telling jokes and being funny. And then afterwards, when Something Awful kind of shifted from being a comedy site that had weird posters to, like, a place you went to explicitly to go, like, LOL goons or whatever, all of a sudden now it's not, these are people making a joke. It's people actually did this thing. I guess just, to do is, like, a more mundane real-life comparison. Like, it's like when you get in a mindset of something and you don't step back to challenge. Like, I've been using this Linux laptop. And when it came time for me to set up the Wi-Fi, I was having a hard time. And I was like, I thought it would just be like Windows where you click on it. And I couldn't figure out. And I was like, well, this is Linux. Everything's very hard and fiddly. So I spent a bunch of time messing with it. Eventually I get frustrated, ask Freddie. He's like, no, you switch it on. There's a switch. You turn the Wi-Fi on. So I flip the switch and it works. It's because, like, since I was caught in this mindset of, oh, well, Linux is difficult and fiddly, I didn't stop back because it didn't challenge my conception when I ran into that. And similarly, when you think, oh, well, goons are dumb and gullible and do gross shit, and you encounter something like this, you don't really have that, since it doesn't challenge your assumptions, you just kind of accept it. And with no one around to really challenge it, who was there to go, like, no, this isn't what happened, it's totally understandable why it would continue to grow and then eventually become history. Like, I'm not saying I have a solution for this, I understand why it happens, but just this sort of trap that a community gets into where, like, the community itself, it's eating its own, like we always say. It sort of turns inward and then just becomes about making fun of goons, and it's just like, yeah. It's just this whole sort of spiral where now it's just like the reality doesn't matter because it's like, why are you defending the goons law? It's right. Depressing.
I mean, like, do you remember when the internet was supposed to bring us all together?
Had foresight on. The internet doesn't make us stupid.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. Just putting it all back into the kind of the dark context of, like, any notion that the internet was bringing us together is completely exploded by now.
As much as I don't like this word, I've made my peace that it's become the term that we use, the enshittification. And also that ties into this as well, was I don't have it handy. I couldn't find it because, like I said, Something Awful has a search feature. But I remember a couple months ago on someone posted, without attribution or context, or just posted, like, a classic Something Awful, like, long, funny post, and the immediate response to it someone had was they accused it of being written by an AI. They were like, what AI spat this out, or whatever. And, like, just, it was so depressing to me because it was like, we've reached the point where they literally do not recognize a joke when they see it. It's just all, like, signifiers. They're like, well, this is long, and right now everything we do is in lowercase and short, so this has to have been, what is this? It's like how on TV, how, like, comedy is half hour and drama is hour now, just regardless of, like, the context, and it sucks, like, for some reason. Like, the Golden Globes, I think, do that now.
It's just, like, oh, God. There's nothing more fucking frustrating than normies seeing art that's, like, perfectly weird. Like, slightly weird. And they're like, what drugs were they on when they made this? It's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you fucking serious? Like, the only way that a person can be creative, you know, it's just some suburban fuck who looks at spreadsheets for a living, and they're just like, oh, you must have been on some crazy drugs when you made this, an art that has more than one color, you know? Like, what could the symbols mean, you know?
Yeah,
and so what we're going to be looking into now is just a lot of people being like, seeing things that are, like, truly creative and funny and weird, and they're going to go, oh, what AI made this? I think this has to be AI. It's like, no, sometimes people are just fucking weird.
Yeah, no, AI, yeah, you know? No, like, legit, like, saying something this feels like it was written by an AI is like, it is like a criticism an AI would write. You're not saying anything. It doesn't mean anything. You're just repeating a thing you saw. Like, okay, like how does it seem like it's an AI? Is it because it's unoriginal? Is it because it's not edited well? Like, it is just like saying it's like an AI is just like, it just means it's bad. Like, ugh. Yeah. And
right.
Again, I don't know how to fix this, but in this particular case, just, I thought that was a sort of neat tie together with it all. Just, I guess, this funny, like, this thing that was, like, I don't even think it was very funny. Like, super funny. I remembered it, but, like, I read this thread when it was when new and ongoing, and everybody's like, okay, this is kind of a funny parody and stuff. I think it's just the fact that people thought it was real and it kept going is why it had such a long thing. If it wasn't for that, this water would have just vanished into the ether. And it's just, as part of the, I thought it was, like, a nice small one to ease us into. Just interesting, like, look at the community over the years and how it changed. And also, just people ask about this one, so now I can finally have a thing to point to and be like, yeah, that didn't happen. Here's the documentation. Here's the receipts.
Yeah, I hate to tell you that, not unlike the ocean levels and heat and animals being endangered, something awful is another thing that has gotten worse over the years.
Oh, most definitely,
I don't want to be, like, another voice in the endless chorus of, like, feel-bad media, you know? Like, I don't want to be, like, well, I can't finish that sentence without getting in trouble with various people that I want to work with, but...
I totally get what you mean, and yeah, it's just... Everything's fucked again, but then what the hell would I know? It's just millennial dementia, just my stupid magazine. Nothing to say, we got nothing to do. We got nothing to take, we got nothing to lose. And there's nothing we like, and there's nothing we like, and there's nothing we need. We got nothing to say, we got nothing to say, cause I'm telling you everything's fucked. And then we have some bonus posts for the end of this that we could fit in here.
429 CJ posted,
I have a question about this mixture. If combined with the axe effect, will the results cancel out, or will women remove clothes on the street ready for some lovin's? This is of utmost importance.
And the response is from Main Battery, and man, I wish I had a more delicate way of censoring this, but it's just,
axe is for F-slur.
So... okay, there you go. There's your joke. That's something awful.
Yeah.
That's a user on something awful. I'm sure something awful has plenty of people who don't use gay slurs.
It's 2008 something awful. Like, yeah. Everyone
it's,
was,
it's been 24 fucking years. It's
fine. The reason I put that there is because of, like, the whole axe effect thing. So I was like, man, that's a thing I haven't thought of in like two decades. Like, do you remember the axe effect? Yeah. Like that whole, like, for like younger listeners, because I know we do have people who are into this, like who are not as a nostalgia thing. Like in the 2000s, that was when they, like, these companies started realizing, like, hey, we could market hygiene products to men insecure teenage boys by, like, getting over their insecurity by making it, like, super hyper masculine and super hypersexual. So it's just like the idea is, like, so they won't think it's gay, basically. And so as a result, there was, like, it was, like, very popular to kind of, like, I mean, first off, they were annoying because, like, if you were a teenager at the time, every high school just smelled like every flavor of Axe at once. It was like, it was horrible. It was like you were getting embalmed.
Yeah.
But,
I remember taking the bus to work, and it was just like walking into a cloud of Axe. It was just so much.
Yeah, and just that was, again, with the, sort of the weird, like, where masculinity was at a weird place. Like, this is when companies realized they could make money off of selling cosmetics to men, but they hadn't quite figured out, like, the point. Like, it was, like, recently I saw, it's like, I think, like, this was, like, the 2010s is, like, when they were doing, like, nail polish, but calling it, like, nail armor and selling, like camo colors or whatever. Like, this is what the 2000s was kind of more like the, like, gamer, like the, like, Maxim and gamer type of, like, marketing. And here's another here's a post I wanted to shout this one out. This is by Lemon Shark.
I'm going to stuff one of those diva cups up my vag and leave it there for 2 weeks to collect the sweet womanly dew, then boil it to test this for girls. I'll keep you guys posted.
Because, like, diva cups were very much, like, a goonette signifier. Like male goons, they had, like, their personal hygiene stuff. Like, safety razors were a big thing, like, being into a safety razor. And everyone, regardless, was, like, into bidets. Like, something awful was, like, very evangelical about bidets in a way that, like, you know, they are good, they are cool, but the Diva Cups was like the goonette thing, because, you know, goons like to optimize stuff, and this was like, well, instead of buying a disposable thing every month or whatever, you just have a reusable thing, and it's better for the environment.
Adds up, yeah.
Also, because I know this is usually, like, very male-focused, I'm going to shout out, like, yeah, this is where, like, what the ladies were up to on something awful at the time. We're all about, reusable menstruation equipment.
It is kind of funny that, like, of course, when you can't present yourself as, you know, I'm clearly a man, I'm on the internet, so you can't see that it's a man posting. They have to go well out of their way to post about all of the signifiers of gender, and women do it too, by like, I need to, hi, I'm a goonette, hi, I use a diva cup, hi, I do this, and it's just like, it is just very funny how important it is for some people to, to latch onto their like gender signifiers like that. Yeah, and to quote comedian Megan Keister, my diva cup runneth over. I don't know what the context was for that, but she's one of my favorite comedians who I like her because I look at her and I'm just like, oh, you fucking hate me. Like, you seem like you absolutely hate me. And that there's something about that in a comedian that I find to be very, very entertaining.
Oh, yeah, no. When done well, there's a few things better.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is that all you have?
That's all I had prepared for the doc. So that's this week's episode. It's good to be back. This is a nice one to ease us in. We're going to be getting into some real weird shit this coming season.
Yeah, we have some fun stuff, some government stuff. We have all sorts of weird shit going on.
Yeah, we got government stuff. We got live music performances. We got celebrities. This is going places. Yeah,
it's
going
to be fun. Thank you for listening. This has been fun. If you want to follow us, we are at I'm From the Internet or IFTI. I think it's IFTI Pod on Twitter and all that. You can always hit us up at IFTIPod on Twitter, but I think it's IFTIPod@gmail.com. Yep. Go to my website, pre-order my card game. It's winslowdomain.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @calculations. On Twitter, I am just @winslowdomain. Come and say hi. And Jay, do you have anything to plug?
Well, first off, I have a P.O. box now. You can send me anything you want at P.O. box 2750. Ventnor City, New Jersey 08406. So, if you like have any old something awful stuff you want to send in or letters or whatever, go right ahead. This is a PO box. And also, you know, I'm everywhere. Jay Brandstetter as usual. I haven't been getting to make as much stuff because of just, you know, the living situation. But I've been getting back into the swing of things. And no, just in general. Also, I've been posting just kind of like neat work stuff because now that I'm living in like a new city, I have like, you know, I'm just, you know, exploring new places, doing some fun stuff, working on things. Just, I have not been resting on my laurels while we were offline. The only reason I wasn't making this stuff there was just so busy.
Yes, yes. And in prison. Thank you for listening. We'll be posting more stuff soon, and we're happy to be back. Thanks for coming.
All right. Great to be back. See you next time.
I'm From the Internet is created by Jay Brandstetter and Winslow Domain. Edited by Steve Brown. Music by Steve Isbroke. Like oil pan funnel. I don't get how you continue to, you know, crank the hog while fitting the tip of the monster into the mouth of a 2-liter bottle. If you're listening to this, draw us a diagram.